Is that the sweetest sound you guys have ever heard? I mean, let's be honest here.
Well, I mean, I've had to hear that like 3 weeks in a row or something.
Yeah.
That same song.
I propose that that song become our national anthem. I think that
America's team.
I think that that should be played at the beginning of all sporting events.
Regardless of Chicago Cubs connections?
Yes, absolutely. I am E-Diddy 999, 2016 world champion E-Diddy 999, the biggest, baddest Cubs fan in the world, 999. And with me this week is some other guy and this other guy, too. Two other guys that are not champions.
I'm a basketball champion.
No, nobody cares about basketball anymore.
Yeah, we do.
No, nobody cares.
You gotta defend it.
Basketball season.
Gotta defend the land.
Nobody's saying that.
Oh, yes, we are.
Who?
Go check Cavs Twitter feed.
All right, let me head over.
Champion.
Let me go to the Cavs Twitter feed. Let's see what's going on in the landfill.
The undefeated Cavs.
The landfill.
Actually, I don't think they're undefeated anymore. I think they just lost.
You know who hasn't
lost?
They're
not the landfill. Come on now.
You know who hasn't lost a Game 7 in 2016? Chicago Cubs. I'm just saying.
Really?
I'm just saying. And you know who they beat?
The land.
The land. The land, Phil.
Come on. If you guys were actually that good, it shouldn't have gone to Game 7, right?
No. There's a lot that happened in this World Series.
How deep are we going?
Well, for one thing, Joe Maddon is a genius.
No, he is not. He almost cost that game.
He is a genius.
He almost cost that game. He basically mailed in his bullpen that entire latter part of the series. Just so you know, I only trust one guy in the bullpen, and I'm basically going to throw him until his arm falls off.
Hold on. What's the point of baseball games? It's to win, right?
I think from last week's or 2 weeks ago, your show was about your overall record.
What is the overall record when you win both games that supposedly the bullpen was not used properly? Like, how do you measure if you did the right thing or the wrong thing?
I don't know, but the bullpen didn't win those games.
They won the game.
They certainly coughed up one.
That's all that matters is they won the game. So,
they meaning the offensive players, not the bullpen.
So our oldest discovered that the Cubs were in the World Series.
Ooh, that's got to make you sick.
Yeah, like 10 minutes before Game 7, I get a text message. Hey, are the Cubs like gonna win the whole thing? Like, they're going to win the championship? I'm like, I sure hope so. I mean, that's the goal. Wow. What channel's that on? Like, really? So I'm like, okay, well, Fox, I don't know what it is where you live, but Fox, you can probably find it fairly easily.
You're not paying for his education, right?
No.
Okay, good.
So, so then all of a sudden, like, wants to have a conversation about what's going on in the game. And, you know, I'm very vested, right? I've watched every pitch of every playoff game, right? So when somebody comes in and just be like, ooh, I don't know if that's a good idea. You think you should have done that there? I'm like, really? Really? You're going to come in the last 5 minutes and start second guessing the manager after you haven't watched any games whatsoever? You didn't even know what channel the game was on. What the heck? And then I was like, no, I trust Maddon. If he thinks this is a good idea, it's the best idea I've ever heard of.
And I want to know what your reaction was when they tied it up.
Hand,
like legitimate.
Head in hands. My wife had to actually go to work at midnight that night. So my head's in my hands, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, what are they going to do now? What are they going to do? They can't do anything. There's nothing left to do. What are they going to do? I'm like literally like pleading with her. How are they going to fix this? I don't know how they're going to fix this. I'm just trying, like, racking my brain. Like, he's played all his cards. There's no cards left.
Did you see how high he was choked up?
Yes, I did.
That was unreal.
I was like, oh my gosh, he has like a foot of bat to hit the ball.
Like, yeah, it was like basically a bunt, like a swinging bunt.
And I just, you know, your heart sinks when something like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, from leading up to it, Madden had played his cards. He had played his hand. This is what I'm going to try to win with. And then when it didn't work, you're like, I don't see a way out of this.
Yeah. How? And the Cubs kept opening it up, like, in the middle, those middle innings where, like, Javi made that transfer bobble.
Yep.
There was one other, I forget, there was one other play where it was like, maybe it was another type of error, I can't remember. But Cleveland's whole problem in this series, outside of the starting pitching, they could not get anything going before two outs.
Right.
Like, anytime there would be two outs, then you'd start expecting them to start getting hits. And it's just like the absolute wrong time to get anything going.
The other part of it is the Cubs did what they did in every series leading up to this, is they couldn't hit, and then they figured it out.
Made adjustments. Yep. And,
they couldn't hit in the Dodgers series, then they figured it out. And the exact same thing happened in the World Series. Couldn't hit the ball, couldn't score any runs, and then all of a sudden, they're hitting the ball, and you can't get them out. And now they're finally scoring runs.
I mean, I think in Game 7, it was tough to gauge what would have really been able to happen if they had had a fresh Kluber in there. I think it obviously didn't help the fact that they faced him three times in the same series. I mean, at that point, if you're a major league hitter, you're going to make adjustments to some degree. But
so
if they would have been able to have him, you know, just an extra time of rest, that was, in my mind, that would have given him a little bit better. The floodgates wouldn't have opened as early, I guess.
So this is one situation where that stupid All-Star game rule benefited the Cubs.
Well, go ahead, but I don't think it was a home field advantage for Cleveland, but that's not why.
Okay. So I think it benefited Chicago because it went 7,
because of Schwarber.
They got more at bats with Schwarber.
Yeah, I agree.
And that did make a difference in Game 7.
I totally agree with
him
that.
Him being the second batter and setting up the guys behind him and getting on base.
Even game 6. I mean, right. Game 6 was the defining one there.
Yep.
What did those top 5 guys go like?
Oh my gosh, they were
batting like 700.
Yeah, at some point there was like 2 for 2 for 2 for 2 for 2 for 2. Yep. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." So just that right there was a huge advantage that they wouldn't have had if they would have had home field advantage.
My only problem with home field advantage is, well, not with it not being home field advantage, I should say. I was disheartened to find out that stat that I thought it was, I can't remember if I had seen it on Buster Olney's Twitter feed or if it was on Fox, but they had said something around like 80% of the fans were from outside Ohio.
Oh yeah, yep. Cleveland did not show up for their team.
They mailed. Gotta do something about that.
They mailed it in for those Indians, big time.
I don't think it was that. It's just that I think they were definitely open to the fact that if Cubs fans wanted to pay 3, 4, 5 times face value, it was going to go to the highest bidder and not a local bidder. That just blew my mind. I mean, I get it, but that just blew my mind that you don't want it to be completely one-sided. You can't have like a neutral World Series location, but man alive, like there's got to be some type of split there, 50-50 or something. I mean, or at least 60-40, give them some type of an advantage of just where you're playing. Because yeah, the Schwarber thing was one advantage, but the fact that, I mean, listening to that crowd when Fowler hit that first.
Oh yeah. It was like home run. They were like at Wrigley.
I know.
Sounded like everyone in the stadium was roaring.
Yeah. Now, the fans went nuts when Rajai hit the home run, but at that point, like, it still didn't feel like it was a Cleveland game.
Right.
It's just unreal. I just cannot believe everybody's complaining about the time of game and the pace and all the mound visits, and some of those things do need to be worked out, but man alive, I just did not get how, for it being a Cleveland game, they couldn't have had a number of Cleveland fans. If it's like a bowl game and you see like fans from a different location or whatever, I get it. That makes it's a neutral spot. Anybody can bid on those tickets, but the idea of having it at a location would mean that you do have home field advantage. I agree that I don't think the All-Star game is a way to determine it, but something should be done with about ticket sales or like how you can sell them for, you know, X amount. I don't know if it's like a Cleveland fans just can't afford it, or they don't want to, or the allure to make a certain profit on it is just so great. I don't know.
Well, come on. It is Cleveland. Like, they can use the money. All right. Let's be so real.
We'll see some big improvements over the next couple of years, like infrastructure and everything.
People are going to be getting new roofs. I mean, all over. New siding, brand new windows. Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, these are my World Series windows right here.
Well, I didn't really realize it until they were talking that Cleveland could have won it at Wrigley, to find out that they basically, when they did the renovations, they didn't do any renovations to the visitor side, or they didn't make it nearly as big. And so all of the Cleveland players had to have their post-game like interviews and stuff outside in the middle of the ballpark.
Yeah. Well, that's home field advantage.
Yeah, that is home field advantage right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta take a shower and change in like a divider line that's like right outside the park, basically.
It'd be great if all the players didn't even fit into the locker room. Like, they had to take turns getting ready.
Just a bench to sit on while you waited your turn.
So now, did you believe the impact of the rain delay?
Yeah, I felt like I don't remember who the cameras were on, but when you saw, I think it was on like Rizzo and a couple other guys, when you saw them, Rajai hit that, I mean, Cubs were just flattened at that point.
Right.
And yeah, I really did. What I was going to be interested in, if they had won, I was going to bring up the same thing that you had brought up about the Cavs of, are the Cubs going to be a good team and get to it and find out that Cleveland's going to be in their path every time?
Like, miss the window.
Yeah.
Be right because, there. Yeah.
I mean, I think MLB is a completely different type of scenario than NFL or even NBA, because I mean the Royals were pretty much untouched other than Zobrist, and they couldn't even make the playoffs. I just think that the team scope is so dynamically different in MLB that it really is a team sport. It's not like you can have the best player, and I mean, we're seeing that obviously with Mike Trout, but
right.
Yeah, I wondered, I was going to bring that up to you. If they had won, I was going to see how you were going to feel about that, because a lot of Indians players are not going to be leaving. And, you know, if I think that'll be interesting to see what they try and do, pitching wise, just to make sure that, they've got some other extra depth maybe. I don't know what they actually have to do. I know Rajai Davis is going to be up for free agency, and Napoli, but they, Napoli did nothing, so that doesn't matter.
I thought I read both of those guys are not being offered.
They're not being offered, but it still sounded like, for whatever reason, Cleveland was thinking of like a longer term deal for one or both. I don't know.
So maybe it's, they don't, I don't know how that works actually.
I don't either, because I would have thought that you would have gotten a cheaper option at that point, but maybe right. They weren't really interested in the option because they wanted to, or, the other thing too is maybe if they make an ex,
Yeah, it has to be a certain amount of money, and they don't want to offer that.
Right. And maybe if there's, I don't know if they're restricted or unrestricted or not, but that could also play in the part of if they sign with another team, do they get any type of draft pick compensation?
Right.
So
after the, when I was watching the rain delay, like the whole game, I couldn't sit down. I didn't sit down for the entire game. And so my house was spotless because after every downtime, after every half inning, I just had to keep moving. I couldn't, I was like cleaning stuff, putting stuff away, like getting stuff out, organizing it the whole time. So that rain delay, I got a lot of stuff done. I went out because now I'm taking out the trash. Now I'm trying to find stuff to do. It's that late. I'm taking out the trash, an extra trip to the trash can, and my neighbor's out smoking a cigarette, and he's like watching the game. I'm like, yeah, man, I can't sit down. I can't. I just have to be moving. I can't take this. I mean, and you know, he's not a big baseball fan, but he was watching it, and he's like, yep. Like, come, you asshole. What the hell?
I was so confused, too, because there was talk the night before that they were actually going to move the game up.
I thought they were.
And I had talked with my parents about it to see if they had heard anything, because whether or not they needed to know whether or not they needed to watch it, you know, an hour early. And they're like, no, they only moved it up like 5 minutes or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they might go with 7 o'clock too, because I knew that the rain was going to come eventually.
Right.
But, you know, nobody really thought, like, obviously you don't plan for extras, right? It's just, it's just something that happens or doesn't happen. And,
I just remember what a cloud it put over that Phillies Rays series that really it just kind of fizzled out for the rest of the series for what, how it was determined. So I was just really hoping that it was going to go through all the way. And then when that rain delay happened, I was like, I mean, it's just hard. It's hard for either team to just come back after having adrenaline like that and to be able to produce. But that's not, where Francona messed up the game. I just did not get some of those moves that he did.
Well, and also both teams can't have Jason Hayward, the savior of the series.
Well, the difference being one team wants him and one team doesn't.
And you
if you're talking about like game speeches, then maybe we'll give him a little bit of a bump, but
he gave the greatest speech of all time.
Was it ever recorded? Somebody should have recorded it. It's probably going to be on like some special like 2016 Cubs video special or something.
He's
right?
A curse killer.
Curse killer.
He did it.
He's the only guy that has gotten, what was it, 3 consecutive gold gloves with different teams?
And still bat sub 200?
Yeah. Well, obviously we know gold glove has nothing to do with offensive stats, so.
But he did play some great outfield. I mean, you saw him Spider-Man that wall out there in Wrigley.
I was hoping Cleveland would have a Bartman fan over there, but.
And there was.
That wind helped the scenario.
There was one time that one of the audio guys, there was a foul ball near an audio guy, and the audio guy looked like he was reaching for it. And
really?
And I'm like, what the hell? Like, you know how they have those big satellite-looking things that they hold? He was holding one of those with headphones on. Here comes the foul ball, and he literally takes one hand off of it, puts his hand out like he's going to reach for the ball, and then the third baseman, I think it was Ramirez, goes in and catches it. But I'm like, what is that guy doing?
Yeah.
He should be running away. Like, he's not a fan. He's a worker. He should know better. What the hell? But they got the out, so I wish he would have grabbed the ball.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I know we talked about the zones. I feel like that's kind of evened everything out, and it actually was a pretty well-called game.
Yeah, I agree with that. When they finally won, when they got that last out, you know, when they got that last out, when they finally won, you know, I was excited and I'm hooting and hollering, but everyone.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I could feel myself getting emotional when I saw the players getting emotional.
Okay.
Like Ross, when they were lifting him up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was then a little bit like tugging at the heartstrings there. But for the most part, I was excited and happy like I thought I was going to be. I thought that was going to be. It was just when I would see other people, like when I'd watch some of the things on the news about, you know, people going to the graves or the guy that listened to the game. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was a little rough. But, you know,
I'm that, what was it? It wasn't Nike. It was, I think it was Budweiser, how they did kind of that mashup of Harry Caray's call from some old playoff game or whatever and tied it into the final, final plays of the game.
Yeah. That is awesome.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
I was wondering if you were going to have a point where, like, for what, I don't know how to really describe it any other way, but just that it was going to be so monumental that it, like, you wouldn't necessarily be able to experience it in the moment and would happen so much after you wish it would have happened that would it have been a letdown or not?
So the first, on that very last out, when RZA, or when
Bryant seeing his face,
yeah,
that was cool. So go ahead. Sorry
when when he throws the ball to RZA, as soon as RZA catches the ball, I walk away from the TV. I'm so excited. I did not catch any of the last 10 minutes right after that happened until I went back and rewatched it because
that's all right. Fox will do that where they. They basically have a camera on every guy, and they just replay that out and show every player on the field their reaction.
Right. So, like, it's, I was, like, literally walking away from the TV as I'm seeing him throw the ball to first base. So the moment he catches it, I'm not looking at the TV anymore.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't come back to the TV for 10 minutes.
Wow.
Because I was just, like, I don't know what it was. I got up. I had to walk around. I was making noise. I actually woke my son up because he couldn't make it. Like, I knew he wasn't going to be able to make it, especially as late as it went. But I woke him up screaming, you know, cheering. He thought he had a bad dream and was crying. he's crying. And he's like, I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I thought I had a bad dream, but really it was more related to me screaming loudly. and waking him up. So then I tell him the Cubs win and we do a fist bump, but then I tell him to go back to bed.
I haven't talked to one of my good friends, yet. I was gonna try and catch up with him last weekend, but I actually don't know if he was gonna try and go to the parade or not. Things didn't really work out, and then when I had some time, I figured I wasn't even going to bother because I thought maybe he wasn't going to be available. But it'd be interesting to see what his reaction was because he had said he needed to be pinched because it was just so, I don't know, it's just so long that he just had never kind of, you know, believed that it was a possibility, I guess.
Right. So. And going through what happened in the 2000s, right?
Yeah, true.
You've been that low before.
True.
And you don't want to go back there.
And it's not like that game didn't already play enough with the emotions and right. toying of that to happen a second time. So.
Yeah. It was just.
Overall, I think that's the best game I've ever witnessed, but would you agree that that's the best series you've ever seen? World Series? Because people are saying that it's like one of the best of all time, and I think I would agree, but I was too young to like ever watch any of those older, like, I remember the, Joe Carter one, which was cool, but no connection. So that I think fizzled out for me. And then the Dodgers games that just, I was too young for that.
Right. I think probably World Series wise with what I've seen, yes, it was the best, but series in general, like the Red Sox coming back down 3-0,
okay,
is like up there if you're just talking about the playoffs in general and the biggest moments ever.
Yeah, I would agree because I remember my heart was broken from the previous year when Boone hit it off of Wakefield. Yes,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So yeah. I remember that. And I just didn't feel like. After something like that happened, I just remember feeling like we cannot get past that was around the same time too, where I think it was the following year where Pedro had basically said that the Yankees were his daddy.
Yeah.
He could own everybody except them. And just like, how is this ever going to work out? But I just remember, I don't pay attention to that as much only because once they got to the World Series, it was,
oh yeah,
it was so much nerves, but then it was a done deal. Like it was a clean sweep. And
absolutely.
And even defining game four, I forget, didn't Damon have like two home runs or something that game?
Oh yeah, it was over right away.
Yeah. And so it just didn't, I mean, and for me, like I didn't really appreciate that one as much, even though it was the first one in so long. It was 2007 and 2013, which made those so much better.
Right, right. But, I mean, it's great that it's finally happened, but we're not satisfied. Like, this team is built to win the next five.
I would say it's a complete disappointment if they can't continue on. I'm going to be really interested because I think, I mean, Cleveland was a really good team, don't get me wrong, but I really feel like Boston would have made it a tough challenge. They just did not have pitching at all. They didn't have a bullpen either. But Red Sox's offense and like their young players are in the same caliber as Cleveland and Chicago.
Right. I mean, I think baseball's in good shape.
They're really so many
good
great
young teams.
Players all over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be good for a while. And now that Chicago's got the championship, and how young they are and under contract and not a lot of drama, like, yeah, let's do it again. Let's do it.
A couple guys were referencing that, they had to get some players out of the team in a couple years ago. I think Rizzo had said that, like, they needed to, like, move a few guys out and get guys in there that were actually interested in being a part of the group. Like, who would he have been referencing?
He would have been referencing,
Soriano?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The shortstop too.
Castro?
Yep, Castro. Absolutely. Because both of those guys had big contracts, on bad teams, for one thing. And because they had the big contracts already, they weren't trying to prove anything. They already got paid. They don't, like, that's a different mentality. Like, they're not trying to earn a spot. They're not trying to prove anything. I'm already been an all-star. Like, I got huge money. Like, who are these kids? It's like, no, I'm not, you need to buy into me, not me buy into you. That's not going to happen. So they absolutely had to get Marmol, him too. For sure, him. Oh, that guy.
Well, that wasn't so much a personality thing as much as it was a talent.
It was everything.
It was every opportunity. I also was doing some reading about Bryant. I forgot he filed a grievance against the team last year
because they wouldn't, offseason. When they wouldn't call him up.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that, but they must have smoothed it out to his liking.
Well,
he's also a Boris client, so that would make sense as to why that happened. But
I mean, the Cubs are making a business decision, and they had that right.
I totally get why they did, but I was kind of surprised that he called them out on it.
The only thing that can ruin this and make things go so fast. No, not him. He's fine. I'm not worried about Hayward. Actually,
not coming back.
Yeah, he could ruin this, actually. Because they don't have a place for him. He has to go to left field. Or center field, I mean.
Yep.
He has to go to center field. But that means that Fowler's gone. Forget about Fowler. He ain't coming back. He's gone. He's going to get paid. He got his championship. He even said, I'm gone.
Yep.
At the parade, he said, I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
So he's not coming back. So Hayward's going to have to play center field. And that's probably going to be split between him and Almora. They're probably going to have to.
Yeah, and you guys have another stud coming up. I forget the guy's name.
Which one? There's plenty of studs.
Oh, shut up.
Stacked.
They showed him. He was taking some hacks in like the Arizona League or something like that last week. I forget the guy's name. It was a shorter name. or shorter last name. I can't remember,
Hispanic
though.
Guy? Or...
Yeah.
Let's see. I know there's Gleyber Torres. He's a shortstop.
No. Nope.
Eloy Jimenez. He's an outfielder.
I think it was, yeah. I think it was Eloy.
He played at South Bend all season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was their minor league player of the year this past season.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the guy.
Yeah, you can tell right away when you go to watch those minor league games. Like, I've been able to, before I knew much about these guys, I'm like, that guy looks like a Major League Baseball player. And they usually only have one or two.
Yeah. Who does he comp to?
Unfortunately, Solar.
Oh.
I mean, he's a good frame, very athletic. He's going to have power, decent speed.
Lots of holes in his swing, though.
Yeah, like just
over-aggressive.
Needs to learn how to hit better. But all the tools are there. Like, they're all there. They just need to be developed. And he could turn into a really good major leaguer, but it's all about, like, effort. Like, you're athletic enough. You can do this. It's just the effort. Can you put in the time and the work to hone your craft to become a really good baseball player? Don't just rely on your athletic ability to get you by.
Right. I think it'll be interesting 4 or 5 years down the road where some of these guys go and end up being like leaders on other teams. Cause I can't imagine that they're going to take hometown discounts. I mean, at least on the talent trajectory that some of these guys are on.
Well, you got two guys that to me are franchise players in Bryant and Rizzo.
I get that, but it's hard to understand like where Rizzo's going, because I can't see how they could ever trade him because he's the longest tenured player, especially after what just happened. But you'd rather do that for him versus like a Russell?
Yeah.
Why? Is it because that other shortstop's just so good?
I think you can get that production out of somebody else over your long-term plan.
Cause I think people are highly underestimating Russell.
He can't hit.
I think that's just, it's just early in his development time. He's got scary power.
He's a robot.
How big he is.
He's a freaking robot though.
What does that mean?
That means that there's no personality there that I've seen whatsoever.
Okay. Okay.
Like, every time he gets interviewed, he just speaks in cliches.
Okay, I did see that.
And so, to me, because he's a robot and he just does everything so robotically, that can you rely on him to be a leader if you need him to be? And maybe you don't. Like, there are teams where you don't need one of your most talented guys to be a leader. But if they ever come to that point and they give him this big, huge contract and say, this is your team, you need to be, it ain't going to happen. I don't see it happening.
I mean, I could give the same argument to Bryant, but everybody overlooks Bryant because of his eyes and because of his numbers.
Oh, yeah. We'll stare to those eyes.
Stare, yeah.
Just stare.
Somebody was saying that they're even more beautiful when they have tears surrounding them.
See, so he doesn't have to have personality.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I didn't realize, but like he and what's his name?
Which one?
Oh my gosh. Outfielder for the Nats. Harper.
Harper?
He and Harper like were on the same team for a while?
Was
in like high school?
What? I thought, was it him and Bryant?
I thought so.
Who was teammates with Kershaw? I thought somebody was teammates with Kershaw too.
I don't know.
Had to be an older guy. Okay. Yeah, probably. Did you like the Cubs, home run celebration? Slapping dongs? What's that?
What's going to happen in the catching situation? How does that affect, the rotation?
What do you mean? Contreras, all the way. Get over it, Lester. Ross is gone. And, Montero's a baby. Get the hell out of here, Montero. Don't be going on the radio a day after you win the World Series whining about, I didn't know my role. You hit a grand slam and you hit the game winning.
I didn't get that at all.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Like, what the hell did you think was going to happen? They called the kid up. There's three catchers on team. You know Ross catches Lester. Like, you hit two something. Jeez, I didn't know what my role was. I wish somebody would talk to me. You're lucky you're on the roster.
Yeah, I agree.
Jeez, that guy. I've been in the league so long. Maybe you should hit the baseball, and then you can talk. Well, I guess he kind of did.
Yeah, he did. Unfortunately, he did.
Yeah.
It would have been a tie game if he didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe this is our segue, but Kershaw played with Staffy.
Oh, that's right. I was watching the football games. And just so you guys know, the Lions are good. The Lions are actually good at football this year. I know they're only 5-4.
That's better than Green Bay, and everybody thinks Green Bay's
absolutely
great team.
Yep. But they lost one of the greatest receivers in the history of the NFL. Not the history of the team, the history of the NFL. And they're playing above 500 football. They're playing the Jaguars next. I have them winning the Central.
What?
Yeah. I have them winning their division. The Bears suck. Green Bay is Green Bay. They're pretenders this year. And the Vikings, whatever. Whatever. 5-0 start.
What's his name? Just quit, right?
Who just quit?
Their offensive coordinator.
See? Done.
Norv, right?
He doesn't like the direct. He couldn't agree with the direction of the offense. They probably asked him to go, and he said, you know what? No, I quit.
It's probably because he refuses to play McKinnon. And you're like, guys, I really need him to play. Put him in. That's why you're behind Norv leaving.
Finally. Free McKinnon.
Free McKinnon. I didn't tell you, I don't think I told you guys, but we had a, have you guys ever done a, survivor pool?
I have once.
We did it for the first time at work, and, I got eliminated the first week because I chose Indianapolis, and that was my problem. But, the guy, well, I should say a guy won it, already this last weekend, and then he touts the fact that the reason he won it is because he picked the Cleveland opponent every week.
Did he? Is that how he did it?
Yeah. And he just lucked out because none of the Cleveland hasn't had to play any of the division opponents a second time yet. So he was actually getting really worried about it. But luckily, everybody else chose, like, there was like eight players left, and they either had chosen Green Bay or I forget who else. And he stayed with Cleveland, and he's like, I didn't really know what I was going to do once they started facing some of these other teams already that I had chosen in earlier weeks. So it's like, I'm glad it happened when it did. So that's all we got to talk about for Cleveland Browns sports right now.
What about Dallas, McClain? Give me the update in Dallas.
What happened?
But give me the update. Like, what's going on with the Cowboys?
The drama.
Oh, the drama? I don't know. I gotta hear it every day. Everyone's all about Dak.
But, I mean.
It sucks.
He is.
Everybody forgot about Romo.
It's probably because he's got two syllables to his last name, or to his name. Dak, Dez, Zeke.
Well, when you put it like that.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
But I haven't forgot about Romo. And I still think he's going to come back.
Is there anybody on the team that wants him to play?
Probably Witten. Maybe. That's it. Maybe the kicker? Bailey?
He's like, oh, pouring out of my fallen Romos.
Yeah.
I mean, Dak is doing work right now. Dak is proving that he is the best quarterback in all of Texas right now. All he's doing is winning games.
And he's good.
He's under control. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's a great decision maker. He has wheels. I mean, what more? He's the polar opposite of Romo. Is he not?
I mean, he's good. But he's not Romo, though. I'm not convinced.
He's won more games than Romo has this season.
Well, obviously. That's a bad stat.
He is. He's has 12 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. They are already comparing him to a young Ben Roethlisberger.
That's a bad comparison.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Wasn't he bad at first?
What do you mean that's a bad
comparison? Didn't he get charges on rape?
That too.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Roethlisberger, 13-0 his rookie season. Started 8-0, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Dak, 7-1, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He is the black Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
I mean, all that means is Dallas is going to win a couple Super Bowls. Like, are you willing to throw that away just to put Romo in?
Yes. I want Romo. Give me Romo. I hope they trade him, because then I'm just going to switch teams.
To wherever he ends up?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Everything okay? Everything okay over there?
Yeah.
Times are tough. Were they asking about a team that maybe you would not consider, like the Browns?
Oh, no way.
No, they were like...
The landfill?
Somebody over there heard him talking about Romo. There. Are you talking about Romo? No. I'm not talking about Romo.
I've had to hear this all week. The Dak talk. How great Dak is.
Everyone loves Dak.
Everyone loves him.
I mean, he's so good. I don't know what's not to love.
Does he have an attitude, like an ego?
Not really.
See?
I wish he did.
He's a stand-up guy.
It'd give you a reason to hate him?
I mean, he did get a DUI or something, but...
Who doesn't?
I think he got out of it, so it wasn't even legit.
He's Dak. He's elusive. Escapability.
kind of like that lizard escaping all those snakes in Planet Earth 2.
Exactly.
Just wait for somebody on the internet to just superimpose Dak's face on that lizard.
I mean, Dak has an outside chance to be runner-up to Stafford in the MVP voting. I'm just putting it out there right now.
I don't know about Stafford.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Stafford? You look what he's doing with those bum receivers? He's turning them into stars.
I would have given him maybe a little bit of a bump if Detroit would have been able to pull out Michigan last night. But since they didn't, no dice.
Maybe the Lions will trade for Romo.
No way.
Yeah, there you go.
We don't want that cancer. Okay. Get out of here.
He'll be the backup.
Get out of here. Romo will be the backup. Romo will be backup to the backup. Actually, doesn't the Lions have ex-Michigan quarterback?
Drew?
No, Drew.
Denard?
Rudock. Last year's quarterback? Come on.
Oh, is that why Michigan's ranked higher now this year?
Wow. No respect for NFL quality quarterbacks.
NFL quality. The backup of a backup is a NFL quality.
And I'm glad you brought up Michigan.
Shoot.
Because they are still on pace.
This wasn't the right flow of the show. We shouldn't talk about it right now. We missed our opportunity.
To bring...
We're slobbering all over the Cubs win.
To bring a championship home. Currently undefeated.
Ohio State's going to get in.
That means they have no losses. They have 3 more easy wins on their schedule.
Not 3.
Iowa, some other team, Indiana, I think, and then Ohio.
State.
The Ohio State?
Yes.
It's just, they're going to just turn it to O. This is me O. I can't wait for that game. Like, this is killing me. Like, let's just get to the Ohio State game already, all right?
Question. If you go to a MLB game, do you ever bring your mitt anymore? Or have you outgrown that?
No, I haven't brought my mitt in a long time.
Okay, so Harbaugh is just a little boy.
Harbaugh is a kid at heart, is what you meant to say.
I saw him at something else. He popped up somewhere else the other day.
He is everywhere.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Harbaugh just gets around. He knows what the kids want.
I saw two people, too many, dressed up as Harbaugh on Halloween night.
Two people too many?
Yeah, two people too many.
Wow. I can't believe there wasn't more. I'm just gonna be.
Maybe if they were actually the top team in the nation, but.
Oh, just give it a minute, okay? Just give it a minute.
Oh, wow.
9-0.
I'll give it 3 weeks. How about that?
We're gonna be 12-0 pretty soon. Then we're gonna win the Big Ten championship. Then we're gonna be the number one team in the BCS Bowl. Bull, whatever they do. We're going to win whoever we play, and then we're going to beat somebody else. And then we're going to be the national champions. In 5 short games, we are going to be the national champions. I can't wait. This is the best year ever. Cubs win, Michigan national champions. Then Michigan is going to win the NCAA tournament.
That's the following year. That doesn't count.
In a 12-month span, rolling 12 months, then the Pistons are going to upset the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. What? What did I say? What?
The Pistons. You said that team's name.
I have them in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
Sweeping the Cavs.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
You got some type of disease that happens when your team wins one championship.
Championship-itis?
Yeah, it's like just a disease that just covers over your eyes and just lead by your heart instead.
Oh, man. I don't want to ever not win a championship. Just want to keep winning championships just for the end of time.
Does that mean you're going to just jump around from team to team then?
I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't stop this feeling. I just can't. My wife immediately like went on and started buying all kinds of Cubs stuff.
Oh,
like championships stuff.
Oh no.
I got tons of newspapers from different publications. I already got the Sports Illustrated, 2 of the Sports Illustrated special editions that come out. She said I can't have any of the gear yet because that's for Christmas. But apparently there's a bunch of gear that's ordered. There's a couple things that won't arrive until after Christmas. Oh man, she went nuts.
My parents went through that when the Red Sox won, so I know that is.
Yeah.
Following year.
I had to tell her, like, because the Sports Illustrated, there's like 4 covers for it. And I'm like, I just need one. But she was all ready to like, we're subscribing to Sports Illustrated and we're going to get all 4 covers and then we're going to get the poster thing. I'm like, I just need one. Like one is enough. I don't need all 4 covers and then 50 issues of Sports Illustrated along on top of that. Oh man, but yeah.
I didn't mention, I had a friend from high school who went to Game 7.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was there.
Nice. And yeah, was he an Indians fan?
Diehard Indian fan.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. I bet he was singing Go Cubs Go.
No, he was not one of the 50% fan base there singing the song afterwards.
You know what pissed me off though? When they were in Chicago and Chicago lost those first two games.
Yeah.
After the game, when they were doing post game with A-Rod and Pete Rose and all them, the Cubs fans were outside of the stadium cheering. You know, like they do on game day and all that, where they pan the crowd and everyone.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are these people doing? You just lost the game. You shouldn't even be out there, for one thing. You should be sulking at home like I am.
They're in the World Series. They hadn't been there in a long time.
They were cheering like madmen after a loss. Like, no. Not acceptable. Those aren't Cubs fans.
Wow.
Two times in a row. Two games in a row. Cut to the crowd and everyone's like, yeah, I'm on TV. We just lost. Oh, just killing me. All right. What else? Anything else that we missed sports-wise before we get into this update?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with basketball?
The Mavs are hot right now.
What do you mean? I thought the Mavs were like 1-5 or something.
Well, they were 0-5. Oh. Now they're on a 2-game winning streak.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
Who'd they beat?
Harrison Barnes is a beast.
Is he a beast?
Yeah. He's really good, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Who knew?
Let me check this out, because, yeah, I didn't know he was really good.
I got a stat check here.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, check it out. He's shooting like 60% or something.
Really? Oh, look at that. 22 points a game. He's shooting 50.8%.
First thing here, they've got Twitter feeds from different staff writers. Tim McMahon says, does Harrison Barnes expect a big ovation at Oracle Arena? No. End of answer.
Oh, that's tonight.
Yeah.
Barnes' return. Do you think they're going to do a montage? Like, thanks for the times?
Thanks for all those horrible shots at the end of the series.
Yeah, thanks for like clamming up.
Ooh, and Bogut.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
They might just throw in a Seth Curry too, just for fun.
Just to make fun.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So all of a sudden the Mavs are good again. Who knew? Definitely not me.
Speaking of Tim McMahon, since you brought up Tim McMahon.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened with Mark Cuban? He rescinded like ESPN's media credentials or something?
Two ESPN media people.
Yeah, Tim McMahon and
Mark Stein.
Mark Stein, yeah.
When did this happen?
A couple days ago, right?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, Cuban was pissed.
Oh, here it is. I see it.
He gave some bull answer, though, of why he pulled him.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's funny. Because nobody around here, Tim McMahon has been, like, only covering Mavs, and nobody likes him. Because he's always been kind of a hater, a Mavs hater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I know a lot of players on the team don't like him. Because Chandler Parsons, who's not even here, retweeted that.
Wait, say that again?
Chandler Parsons, he retweeted it laughing when that news story broke.
Wow.
He's like, that guy got his.
And he changed his Twitter avatar, Tim McMahon did, to him and Mark Cuban hanging out.
Why can't it be like it used to be, man? Why can't it? Come on now. Why is it gotta be like that? Oh, unbelievable. Mark Cuban, what's his deal? What's up with him? He ain't in charge of all media. Yeah, like, come on. The NBA should come in and do something about that. Like, these owners, they get away with murder. He literally just murdered the writer's ability to write about his team.
Well, he said they can buy a ticket.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
What about the Cavs? What's going on with the Cavs?
What do you mean, what about the Cavs?
Hashtag the landfill.
They've been the top of the power rankings since the season started.
They were just exposed by Hotlanta.
No.
Hotlanta, you can't shut down the Schroed.
They're just coasting. Like, LeBron's not even been trying.
Really?
Yeah, this team is learning how to lean on some of the other players. LeBron's just resting his legs, staying fresh, and right around the time of the All-Star game, he's gonna start kicking it into a new gear.
McLean, I can't take this. I can't take this. I can't take a whole year of this.
It's truth. What can't you take about it?
That's not, no, nah. LeBron is playing his heart out right now. And he just doesn't have it. He doesn't, he's not good enough. And Atlanta and Detroit are.
He's averaging 9.9 assists per game.
Wow.
He's shooting 48.3%.
Yep. I agree. He lost his shot.
Whatever.
He's having to pass the ball. Look at his scoring. Way down. Way down.
He's giving the keys to Kyrie.
Wow. He needs to get him back immediately.
And he was also doing some political activities, so.
and fake flexing at Indians games. How dare he? How dare he?
Yeah. That was actually a good move by Cleveland not to, have him throw out the pitch or anything like that during the series.
Because he's a Yankees fan.
Oh yeah. And a Cowboys fan.
What an a-hole. A guy used to like LeBron when he was with Miami.
When he was a championship.
Yeah,
winner.
When he was. Now that he lost the championship for the Indians. Thanks a lot, LeBron. Fake flexing.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know the reason that Cleveland came back in that game, right?
What? What's the reason?
Because JR took off his shirt.
That makes sense, actually. I could see that. I'll accept that.
All right.
But yeah, the team to beat right now is the Pistons.
Cavs.
The team to beat? The team. And everybody's doing it?
Wow, really?
They are second in the Central.
They have beat...
But they're 4-3.
They have beat the best teams in the league.
What is going on with the rest of this division?
Actually, they haven't beat any good teams.
Chicago 4-3, Milwaukee 4-3, Indiana 3-4.
Yeah, it's going to be a tight race. It's going to be a real tight race. None of those teams are going to be actual good teams.
Cleveland's going to need some binoculars to be able to see second place.
What do you mean? They're just going to have to look
up.
They're going to have to look in the mirror because they're going to be right behind the Raptors in the standings.
Why would they look in the mirror then?
Because they're looking at second place. Oh, man.
Wouldn't that technically be looking in third place?
If they're looking in the mirror? It's going to be a two-sided mirror.
If they're in second place and looking in a mirror?
Yeah, they'll be looking at themselves at second place.
Wow.
Oh. How do mirrors work?
Wait a minute.
That's a good question. Google it. We need to Google it. How does a mirror work? Okay, anything else? We're gonna go into the TPS NBA real quick.
Yeah, you got 20 minutes left.
Yeah, I know. We got a taste of what's going on in the TPS NBA.
By the way, what team are you in Madden?
The Lions, of course.
And, did you mess up that roster like you cheated in NBA?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I ask E-Diddy, I'm like, are you guys going to draft players? Like, no, we're just going to let it go through.
Yeah, auto pick.
Then I see Dirk go off the board first. I'm like, well, I know that's not going to happen now.
That was McLean.
You followed suit. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Tobias Harris is a highly rated power forward. Everyone wanted him.
Championship.
Wow. I don't measure in fake championships. Only real ones.
All right, I'll reiterate again, championship.
Wow. Nobody remembers the last team who won before the last team who won. All right, let's go to the standings real quick. In the white division, Ball and Bowser and Basketball Reasons both 2-0. This is TPS NBA. Biz Nass 1-1. Forget About Dre and Lionel Hampton both 0-2. Ooh, not a good start, Bourne. In the black division, Goobers 2-0, and then the Brownies, Team Franchise, and Ball Riders both 1-1, and the Great Wall of Drummond currently 0-2. Now, as far as I can tell, which isn't very far, every team is active.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked. I know Franchise has made moves. Is that Tomato or is that Franchise?
It's hard to tell, but... I think it's Franchise.
All right.
From the last time I spoke with him, it's him. Right now, though, I think I have the best team in the league.
What about Goobers?
Goobers is a fake pretender, okay? Okay.
They're scary good.
No, they're not scary good. You know who's scary good? Russell Westbrook is scary good. Also, LeBron James, right? Is he not scary good?
I think I agree. Yeah, actually.
Right? Also, Gordon Hayward, scary good. And you know what, Ron, bro? Don't try to slip me a trade at the last minute because you know he's coming back off an injury and don't think I pay attention. Yeah, sure, maybe I didn't start him his first game back because I didn't know he was coming back from injury. But I ain't falling for that.
Do you see his animated GIF?
What? No, I haven't. What is it?
Check it out.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's, we're checking out Basketball Reasons new. But come on, really? So Draymond Green apparently kicks everyone in the nuts, even the postman.
The mailman.
Jeez. Come on now, Green. That ain't right.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think right now I have the team to beat.
You know, you said this last year, right? And you fizzled. You had the best team and I exposed you.
Wait a minute. So actually, I was right. I was the team to beat.
I did it.
Who, what's going on with your team, Bourne? You're currently 0-2.
Oh, I hate my team. I'm like border, like, I forget what day it was in the first week when I played you. There was like a day or two where I just completely forgot to set my roster.
That's what I would say if I was 0-2.
Yeah. Chris Dunn tonight, 17 minutes, 2 points.
That is
three
done.
Assists.
He is
two
done.
Rebounds.
Release him now. Blocks. Release him
I
now.
I should. I'll just give franchise another team to own.
What about you, McLean? Your team looks pretty bad.
Yeah, my team sucks.
What is
usually I just take all the Mavs available.
Yep,
and it works. But this year, it's not working.
Oh, look at that! Darren Williams out. Dirk,
yeah,
out.
And Al Horford's also out.
Isn't it Duran?
No, it's Darren.
Darren. Okay. He's Dirk is done. They don't need Dirk anymore. They got Barnes.
Is he not even going to finish the season?
I bet he retires by Christmas.
I don't know what's wrong with him because he was fine to go first day, but then like last minute he didn't play, and since then he's kind of been in and out. It's not really clear what's wrong with him, if it's serious or not.
I think he's old. Don't quote me on that though.
He is old. Yes, he is 38.
Explain for me your team logo.
Oh, I went through the preset stuff and they had a Jalen Rose category and I saw one where he was stealing a computer or something.
Yeah, why would Jalen allow that to happen?
No, so when Jalen was a young man, there might have been a time in which he was at the airport at the same time as the Knicks luggage. And there might have been a situation in which he saw a video machine that had Patrick Ewing's name on it and decided to steal it.
Oh.
That might have happened.
Lore behind the
yeah.
The,
oh, yeah. Icon. Oh, yeah. That's canon right there.
Does this mean that they would do one with Weber calling a timeout?
Whoa. Too soon. Way too soon.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I thought it was aptly timed.
No. I'm never going to get over that. That hurts right in my heart.
Which has been healed over by the Cubs championship.
I think I did cry when that happened. Because that would have been like, what was that, 93?
That wasn't a bad dream you had woken up from?
No, my dad yelling.
Because your dad was yelling?
Oh, man. I remember when I was younger, when my teams would lose, like in the playoffs, just ripping my shirts off and being like, I'm never wearing this shirt again. I would quit my team for like that minute, that like next half hour. that after they lost, I would quit the team. I always came back, but there was always that moment of rage, like, they failed me, and only me. Damn it, Michigan, what the hell? Now I'm all upset. All right, let's move on to the TPS NFL. Ooh, and a lot has been happening in the TPS NFL. A lot of good things, a lot of winning has been going on. Let's see. We didn't go over week 8, right? Because we were gone. So let's real quickly. Straight Trash 101, Heirloom Tomato 75. I'm pretty sure that the week before Tomato said he was going to have his last loss of the year.
Yeah, cuz he already had proclaimed it.
Right. Wrong again, okay? Wrong again. You're now 4-5. Great job. Galabra 86-79 against Boss Hog. Some are saying a Super Bowl preview, a championship preview. And, you won the matchup, but it wasn't a great showing.
No, that was the week I used the Browns defense. So that was fun. And, I had a couple guys on bye, namely, Beckham. And I think that was I'm not sure if that was the first week. I don't think it was where I had lost Lacey. I think I had lost him the week before, but.
So what you're saying is your team's hurting.
That's what I thought, but then things changed the following week.
No spoilers. On top, Team Disturbed, officially on the bubble, and.
Yeah, yep.
99.9% not coming back next year.
Even Pantera.
Yeah.
Made a better showing than this.
Yeah, this is pretty terrible.
And Pantera drafted 3 quarterbacks.
37-99 against In Caldwell. We trust In Caldwell gets his 6th win, and still showing up with some points. But man, Disturbed, 37. I mean, the coup.
He had three guys in bye.
Yeah, that's, and that wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back, because you kind of did it again the next week.
But, oh man.
Yeah. So, team franchise 50. TPS NFL Crop Tops 108. Somehow Crop Tops are now 6-3, with the big win. Lots of points, 108. You can't argue with that. That's, you're doing work there. The Mexico Brownies gave up on Romo and it worked out. 110-83.
You know, which is the exact opposite of what he claimed just a little bit earlier.
Right.
Yeah. I always draft Romo, right? Like every year.
Yeah.
But the 2 years that I won, I didn't have Romo.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying, I don't like this.
You don't like winning?
I don't like winning.
Not at all costs?
Not like this.
Oh, and the TPS NFL Rough Riders 103 to Team Twerks 63. And I don't want to claim that the Rough Riders are back quite yet, but they are winning their traits. Amari Cooper, 23 points.
A lot of that was garbage time.
I'm not going to say anything about Latavius Murray for this week's matchup, this week 8, but I got something to say for him for week 9. Let's check it out. Week 9 scoreboard. This is what happened this past week. Straight Trash Homie loses to Galabra 129-94.
I'm back.
You're now 7-2, getting a lot of points from a lot of people.
Yep.
Just keeping on. Just keep on winning. See, TPS NFL Crop Tops 103 to Team Chuck Norris 87. Not bad, Chuck. You know, you're sticking with it. You're scoring some points. You're just not scoring enough points. It's a tough season. Sometimes that happens.
He had a rough week with bye players.
Yeah. I mean,
well, both did, really.
Getting 87, it's not a bad showing. Good for you. Just need to do a little better. Maybe trades next year. Huh? How about that? Heirloom Tomatoes. Again, the team that said he wouldn't lose for the rest of the season. Lost 101-122 to the Mexico Brownies.
Do we know, is he ducking tonight? Is that why he's not here?
Of course he is. He's never here when he loses.
Yeah.
He's afraid of us after a loss. He doesn't want to face the music. He doesn't want to have to answer twice to the Mexico Brownies. And Brownies, this is just more evidence that if you want to win, you can't go Romo.
I don't know. I'm considering it. If they bring him back, I don't know. Matt Ryan's really good, though. He's really good.
He scored a lot of points this year.
He's been really good. This matchup was over like Thursday because I had Matt Ryan and Matt Bryan. And they just went off.
Yep.
Wow.
Zeke doesn't look like he can be stopped either.
Yep.
Yeah, and Ajayi is legit.
Is he really? Is he still legit? Is that still a thing?
He's legit.
I guess so.
Wow. He couldn't get on the field, and now all of a sudden he's legit.
Can't get off it.
Yeah. Legit. Wow, unbelievable.
I mean, eventually he'll get off it just because they're giving him like 25 carries a game.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, eventually out for the season.
Eventually.
Overuse.
That's all right, because I picked up R. Kelly, the steal of free agency.
Wow.
He is amazing.
Is he?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
All right. Let's see. Next matchup, Team Twerk, 88. Team Franchise, 49. Now, let me check Franchise. Did he set his lineup here?
No, he's got Antoine Smith, unless that happened during the game. Yeah, it looks like it, actually.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay, so
they got a couple carries.
There was an attempt here then.
Yeah, unlike Twerk, who mailed in his defense and still won.
Wow. All right, good work. That's getting stuff done right there. Boss Hog Outlaws, 93. Team Disturbed, 55. And Team Disturbed, for the second week in a row, did not set a lineup. Now, well, hold on here. Let's go through this because look at all those bye weeks.
Boss's bench.
Boss had no choice.
He still got 93 points.
Yeah, still got 93 with a -7 and his entire bench on bye week. So that's really good showing. And a 0. He had a 0 also. Wow. Now that's what I call the team to beat right there.
That's tough.
Literally, he's asking everyone to beat him. And Team Disturbed still couldn't do it. Now, Disturbed had two guys in his lineup on bye and three guys in his bench on bye.
Including his backup kicker.
He has a backup kicker and a backup
tight end.
And a backup defense. Oh, he is so gone. He's so gone. Sorry. Just so gone. Oh, if you're listening, we're going to need a new owner for next season.
We're taking applications now.
Yeah, okay. And then in Caldwell We Trust, who was 6-3, one of the better teams in this league, some saying a shoe-in for the championship, was exposed by the TPS NFL Rough Riders, 88-55. And I warned you guys a couple weeks ago that the Rough Riders were coming. Did I not? I'm pretty sure I said.
No, I don't think you did.
This league
I think even you had given up.
I am scoring points from the most unlikely places. Like the aforementioned Latavius Murray. 3 touchdowns. Who's winning the trade? And that's basically it. That was basically yeah. My
You technique. Said unlikely places, but it was really just one place.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I didn't. Oh, the Cowboys defense that I stole for free.
I still don't understand why you picked them up.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. They are so good. They can't play Cleveland every week though. Damn it. We'll see. I might have a new defense this next week. What's that?
All I heard was like Cleveland. I didn't. What is that? Oh, I'm sure it was a dig, but what was it?
Oh, it was when we were talking about the defense. They can't play Cleveland every week.
Oh, that's what
Dallas
you said.
Dallas can't. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. That's kind of
weak. Huh? Someone's streaming Netflix.
I'm still here. Okay. Nobody's watching Netflix. I'm home alone here.
Oh, all right. Somebody's stealing Wi-Fi. All right. Week 10. Let's quickly go into week 10. Preview. Twerk is going to beat Galabra.
What?
Twerk is going to beat Galabra. I'm calling it now. You're not going to see it coming. This is upset week. Twerk over Galabra. Chuck Norris over the Outlaws. Tomater gets back to his winning ways. Beats in Caldwell We Trust. Straight Trash finds a way to win against the Crop Tops and then thinks he's good again. Franchise is going to have a full roster and beat the Brownies.
What?
And the Brownies will pick up Romo as part of his waiver wire after this loss.
Oh, God. Somebody needs to pick up Romo and save me from myself.
And then the TBS NFL Rough Riders are going to upset Team Disturbed.
What?
The upset of the week.
Wow.
I need to go in there and put upset alert.
He only has one bye, though, so he's got a chance.
Actually, I'm on bye week alert. I haven't used that yet, have I? Look at all those buys I have.
Oh, you're right.
Look at that.
Sammy Coates is in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I know.
This would be an upset.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my gosh. I didn't even want to put him in there. I'm like, I think it's better if I leave him out. I might score more points.
Yeah. You might as well just leave a buy in there.
At least my team will look better on paper. I could put a bye player in there and my projected points would go up.
What are you projected at right now?
Was it 80? It's pretty low. Yeah, it is 80.
Oh yeah, I see.
But I've been putting up numbers these last 2 weeks.
Team Disturbed, he's supposed to get 70 right now and he should replace Crabtree.
But is he?
Somebody needs to wake him up.
Do not. Yeah. Nobody wake the beast.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wake the beast. Can't be given free wins. If he comes back for this matchup only, I might kick him right then and there.
This is his Super Bowl.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. Pigskin Pick'em. Pigskin Pick'em, Beastmas Spread Group. I actually already made my picks for this week. Didn't do them live. Kept with my Tuesday ritual. But let's quickly go through the standings. At number 8, Born with 48 points. Number 7, Franchise. Still making picks. So active. 63 points. Tied for 5th. McLean and Rondro. Both with 66. Three-way tie for 2nd. IMX Master. Tomater. And E-Diddy 999. All with 68. One away from the leader, JT. With 69. And that just proves that my auto picks are better than everyone else's. Like, I'm on a tear right now in auto picks.
I don't think you're auto picking.
Okay. Wait a minute. You don't think I'm auto picking?
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Are you saying that I'm a genius?
I think similar to Tomato, you do a little massaging afterwards.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yep. I won't.
Oh, and speaking of, Harambe, did you hear how many votes he got last night?
No, I didn't. How many? I was curious.
It was around 11,000.
What?
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I should have got more.
God. Oh, man. That's democracy.
It works, people. It works. And oh, yeah, by the way. There's a new president. I don't know if you ever heard of Mr. President, Mr. Donald Trump, our president-elect. And I just think, you know, we just need to stand up and give a round of applause. Because the process worked. We did it, guys. We did it. This is like winning two championships back to back, right?
Did you talk with B. Smith at all?
I haven't yet, but he's a, you know what he does, right? He's a libertarian. So he always votes for the loser. Every single election, he votes for a loser because they always lose. But he does vote for his libertarian candidate.
That's a tough time if you're a Patriots fan, too.
Man, unbelievable. I can't believe you let this happen, McClain, to be honest with you.
Me?
Like how?
I don't have a choice.
How could you?
I did vote for D's Nuts.
As a write-in. He didn't mean Clinton. Just so everyone, just for clarification. Oh, man. So, yeah. Pretty soon, we're going to have that wall. Hillary Clinton's going to be in jail.
I just heard on the radio, he's got like 30 things to do on day one.
Does he?
Yeah.
He better get them all done.
They showed all these things on these different sound bites of like, he said, on day one, and then he would fill in the blank,
right,
basically.
Right.
And they had like sound tons bite. Of different things.
Right. Obamacare repealed. Actually, you know what? I want to see if I can get a list or make a checklist of all the things that he said he was going to do.
Like a bingo game?
Yep, so that I can check them off as they get done. I just want to see. I mean, I'm not saying I'm for it or against it, but he said he's going to do it. I want to see him do it. Put her ass in jail.
He shouldn't have any resistance.
No, it's going to... Oh, my gosh. I want to see Hillary Clinton in shackles. In the jumpsuit. Come on.
Was I listening to you guys earlier of talking about how she was going to get tear tats? I think that must have been a different podcast.
Man, I can't wait. Yes, I wanted to see you just straight thugged out.
They said, oh, it was the Bugle podcast, and they said, Wyatt, what's that guy's name? He's on, Comedy Central, Wyatt Cenac.
Yeah.
Said that just for how good of a politician she is, she would own the prison, pretty much be like the godmother of the prison, just own everybody, and then also get tear tats on her eyes.
That's going to be her prison gang name, Madam President.
Madam President.
Oh, man. Like I said earlier, this is the best time to be alive. Like, can you believe... that we get to live in these times right now.
Oh, man.
Like, we got to see the Cubs and 108-year championship drought. We got to see... Yeah, the Cleveland, right?
Cleveland played a big role this year.
We got to see Donald Trump win. And I mean, this is insane what's happening right now. Does it get any better than this?
Oh, no, we only have a month and a half left.
All right. Well, now that the World Series is over, we're back to our normal schedule. See everyone next week.
Someday, the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series, and maybe sooner than we think.
Such a pleasure to see you, especially on a noteworthy night indeed. The Cubs 3 outs away from winning. Boy, if you've got a weak heart, turn the set off.
Come on, boy.
The rest of you stay with us. The crowd quiet. Now ready. The pitch. Bouncing ball. There's a throw. He is out.
The Cubs are number one.
The impossible is possible. The unbelievable is believable. This is Harry Carey. So long, everybody.